Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Words are powerful. As much as we might like to pretend that the things we or others say are just words, the truth is that words have tremendous weight. Words can build up and encourage, or tear down and destroy. Words can change the course of our day, our life, and even our eternal destiny. Yes, words are powerful. And there are certain words we never want to hear. Nobody likes bad news. Well, nobody likes to receive bad news. But bad news is a part of life. Everyone will receive a mix of good news and bad news throughout their life. Some bad news is nothing more than a minor inconvenience or disappointment. Sometimes, however, bad news can be life-altering, maybe even life-shattering. But we all know bad news is possible and fear hearing it. Students fear hearing they bombed a test or didn't pass a class. Maybe they didn't prepare well enough or the class was too difficult. Whatever the reasons for failure, no student wants to get to the end of a months-long class only to hear, "You didn't pass." Those are dreaded words indeed. But as bad as that news would be, it can be overcome. Perhaps the class can be retaken, or maybe the student finds a different, even better path forward. Employees, even good employees, dread hearing those two simple words, "You're fired." We depend on our jobs to provide for ourselves and our families. We need employment. So some of the worst news we can imagine is to learn that we have lost our jobs. And many people have had to deal with this news. Beyond the financial worries, this news can have a significant emotional toll. It's painful to hear, "You're not good enough at this job." It's frustrating to give considerable effort to a company only to be told you're a means for the shareholders to save money by letting you go. Even if you lose a job because you didn't do the job you could and should have, it's painful to hear about your failure. Whatever the cause, the news that you've lost your job is terrible. But again, even this news can be overcome. It may take time and effort, but most folks who receive this news can find employment elsewhere. And sometimes, they even end up in a better situation entirely. In our personal lives, bad news can often be harrowing and brutal. Especially in relationships, we fear hearing the worst from those we care about the most. Few things in life can be as painful as loving someone, only for that person to inform you they are no longer interested. Whatever the reasons they give for the breakup, the message that comes through is, "You're not good enough. I don't like you enough. I don't want you." Such news is heartbreaking and can be very difficult to overcome. But again, it can be overcome. Almost everyone has gone through this difficulty and received this type of news. And most can grow, move on, and find someone who is an even better fit in our hearts and lives. Of course, all of us fear lousy news concerning our health. Perhaps you've gone to the doctor because of some strange symptom or new pain. You've likely endured the agonizing process of going through examinations and tests, all the while dreading to hear that you have some painful or incurable disease. It's an incredible relief when the doctor calls and says everything is fine. But that's not always what the doctor says. Many times, the message is something like, you have a disease that will be with you the rest of your life. You have a problem that is going to require surgery. Or you have cancer. Worst of all, sometimes the doctor informs a patient, we're sorry, but your illness is terminal, and you only have a few weeks or months to live. Sadly, many families have had their lives turned upside down by bad news from the doctor. All of these examples are bad and painful, but most of them can be overcome. And as bad as they are, none have eternal consequences. See, there is terrible news that outshadows any of the examples we've given. The worst news one could hear would be these words from Jesus. I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. Yes, that would be the worst possible news anyone could ever hear. A failed class can be reattempted. A fired employee can search for a new job. You can find a new relationship. Even the worst medical news can only end in death. But bad news from Jesus means eternal condemnation, to be eternally separated from the Heavenly Father and confined to the eternal fires of hell. I never knew you are the four worst words anyone could ever hear. But who?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water. Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
We'll hear these words. First, those who never turn to Jesus will hear this awful news. In 2 Thessalonians 1 verse 8, the Apostle Paul says that the Lord Jesus will return with his mighty angels, and in flaming fire he will inflict vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. Those who never turn to the Lord and faithfully obey Him will one day hear the worst words they can imagine. It might not surprise you that those who never follow Christ will receive such news, but they aren't the only ones who will hear such terrible words. In fact, there will be those who claim to follow Jesus who will be told, "Depart from me." In Matthew 7:21, Jesus foretold, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven." Some folks claim to be Christians, to love and belong to Christ, but they never actually follow Him. They don't learn from the Lord, and they don't obey Him. They don't do the will of the Father. Jesus says such people are workers of lawlessness, and on the day of judgment, they will hear Jesus say, "I never knew you. Depart from me." In Matthew 25, Jesus provides even more insight into the final judgment. In verses 31 through 40, He describes the type of people who will hear the best news of their life, those who get to inherit the kingdom of heaven. But then verses 41 through 46 describe those who will be cast out from the Lord's presence. And these people aren't awful and rebellious sinners. They aren't murderers. So who are they? They are stingy and uncaring folks. They wouldn't give food, water, and clothing to those in need. They are those who wouldn't help the afflicted and visit the hurting. Perhaps they did other good things in their lives, but they didn't mimic Jesus' care towards others. They were comfortable in their faith and unwilling to see and help others in need. And for that, Jesus promises to say to them, "Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels." Those who compromise their faith or give up because of hardship are also warned of eternal consequences. The letter to the Hebrews was written to Christians who were tempted to return to Judaism to escape persecution. In Hebrews 10, verses 35 and 36, the writer exhorts, "Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised." Then in verse 39, we read, "But we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who have faith and preserve their souls." Christians who endure are promised great reward. Those who compromise their faith or give up their faith, they are promised destruction. Lastly, lukewarm Christians are warned to change their ways before eternity comes. In Revelation 3, verses 15 and 16, Jesus has these strong words for the church at Laodicea. "I know your works, you are neither cold nor hot. Would that you were either cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth." To paraphrase, Jesus is saying of lukewarm Christians, "You disgust me." When Christians don't take their faith seriously, are more interested in worldliness than faithfulness, and just go through the motions instead of being genuinely devoted to King Jesus, they are lukewarm and they anger the Lord. The Lord's counsel to such people is to repent and become zealous for Him. Otherwise, they will arrive on the day of judgment and hear the worst news of their existence. No one likes bad news, but bad news is a part of life. Thankfully, most of the various bad things we will hear in life are things we can overcome. Some of the bad news we encounter will even help us grow. But when it comes to our eternal fate, we want no part of bad news. There is no recovering from hearing, "Depart from me, I never knew you." If Jesus says to you one day, "I never knew you," it will not matter how good and enjoyable your life was, for your eternity will be unending suffering. But the gospel is quite literally good news. You don't have to hear Jesus say, "I never knew you." If you turn to Him and follow Him, then instead of bad news, one day you will hear the best news in all of existence. "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your master."
When it comes to faith in Jesus Christ, there is no such thing as a neutral stance. You cannot have one foot in and one foot out when it comes to the things of God. You can't ever be on the fence when it comes to serving Jesus Christ or not. The Lord doesn't tolerate a lukewarm person. You're either hot for the Lord and burning for Him, or you are cold and you reject Him. There is no middle ground. If we claim to be followers of Christ, we cannot be split down the middle. We need to be all in for Him. Then He will draw near to us and supply us with all that we need to live that radical yet rewarding life. Consider Jesus' words in Matthew 6, verse 24. "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money." Now here's an exercise for you. Replace the word money with anything. You cannot serve God and your career. You cannot serve God and validation from others. You cannot serve God and your addiction. If we are not completely devoted to God, then we are not truly His followers. In some ways, being a half-hearted Christian is even worse than not being one at all. Listen to how strong these words are in Revelation 3, verse 15 to 16. The Bible says, "I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth." If you truly understand the offer that Jesus is laying before you, you have a choice to make. Give your entire life to Him and allow Him to transform and bless you, or you can insist on doing things your way and God can become an afterthought. We have a choice, saints. Surrender or rebel. Bow down to Christ or bow down to the devil. Serve Jesus or serve this world. There is no third option. You are in one camp or the other. You can never be in both camps at the same time. Now, there's another way to look at things. There is this duality in life. You have a perceived image of yourself, and then there is the perceived image by others about you. There are people who like you, people who love you and want to work with you. But then there are those who will never take a liking to you despite what you do. The same hospital that oversees the birth of many beautiful babies is the same hospital that, on the other side of the building, sees people breathe their last breaths. And to bring it a little closer to home, the same church members that can lead people to Christ can sadly be the first to condemn, judge, and talk about someone falling in sin. Yes, if there is one thing that I've learned in this life, it's that there are two sides to everything. Even the Bible speaks of the seen and unseen. It speaks of walking by faith and not by sight. It speaks of both angels and demons, the righteous and unrighteous. And I mean, if you look at someone like David, we know that the same David who was described as a man after God's own heart, David the psalmist, David the giant slayer, one who was chosen and anointed by God, even he had another side to him, the side that looked at Bathsheba with eyes full of lust. He had a side to him that drove him to commit adultery and murder. But this is the same David. The same can be said of Elijah. The same Elijah who defeated hundreds of prophets by calling for the Lord to answer his prayers with fire from heaven. This same Elijah ran away in order to hide from Jezebel. You see, the harsh reality of this life is that there are two sides to everything. Even within ourselves, we fight. We're pulled in one direction to do what is holy, pleasing, and acceptable to God. And on the other hand, this body, this flesh, wants to be associated with the pleasures of this life. But the aim of my teaching today is to make you carefully consider your response to this question. Are you for or against Jesus Christ? You can jump to your own defense and say, "Well, it's not like I'm against Jesus." But I want you to see that there are only two camps. There are only two kingdoms. You're either for Him, and you've bowed your knee, and you've accepted and received Him as your authority, and you've given Him right and rule over your heart and your life, or you haven't. You either have Jesus Christ on the throne of your heart, or you have something else, someone else at the center of your heart. Hear me clearly when I tell you that there are only two choices in terms of eternity. You will either find yourself in heaven or in hell. And saints, we need to talk about these things. We need to always be mindful that what we do today, what we do while we are still alive and breathing, will affect the unseen world for us. Matthew 6, verse 33 puts it this way: "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." A different translation says, "But first and most importantly, seek, aim at, strive after His kingdom and His righteousness, His way of doing and being right, the attitude and character of God, and all these things will be given to you also. To put this in perspective, we're being told to choose Jesus Christ in a world that is rejecting Him. We're being called to live a righteous life in a hostile world. Being in God's camp means that Jesus Christ alone rules and reigns in your life. There is no other God you bow down to but Jesus. You see, living a righteous life in a hostile world means that Jesus Christ has the authority over the choices you make. He rules your thought life. He's the motivating factor behind your actions and deeds. A life of righteousness in a hostile world is a call to be set apart. You begin to think God is holy, therefore I must be holy. I'm in this world, but I am not to be of this world. Living a life of righteousness in a hostile world means having a heavenly perspective. There is total commitment, total dedication to run the race, to fight the good fight of faith without compromising. Living a life of righteousness in a hostile world means you have absolutely surrendered your will in order for God to have His way. So let me ask you, what kingdom are you living for? There is the kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness. What kingdom are you longing for? Which kingdom are you a servant of? None of us can serve both good and evil. None of us can have one foot in each kingdom. The Bible says in Matthew 6, verse 24, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other." You cannot serve God and money. It is impossible to have a love for God and a love for the world, flesh, or sin. This is because when you give your life to Christ, a regeneration begins. That's why it's called being born again. You die to the flesh and to sin, and you continue doing so until you see Jesus. Saints, let me encourage you. You cannot live in both worlds. You cannot serve God and the devil. It doesn't work. You can't have a little bit of the world and a little bit of the Lord. There is no compromise. It's God or nothing. It's God over everything. It's God above all. I encourage you to serve the Lord. Serve the kingdom of God. Serve Jesus Christ. The kingdom of darkness offers nothing of significance, nothing everlasting. But oh, the kingdom of God? That's a whole different story. This kingdom offers eternal life, everlasting joy and peace. It offers you the privilege of one day being in the presence of the Almighty. So choose the kingdom of God, saints. Choose life over death. Choose Jesus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.